I'm Sheila Brummer with Siouxland Public Media News. Iowa is the last state of the nation to restore voting rights to felons after Governor Kim Reynolds signed an executive order in Des Moines this morning. Reynolds says she will continue to press the legislature to pass a constitutional amendment that can't be reversed by a future governor. Felons must complete probation and parole first, and people convicted of homicide would have to individually ask for restoration of voting rights. Republican state senators failed to support Governor Reynolds' plan and wanted to require felons to pay restitution before voting. That wasn't included in this proclamation. Reynolds also says she is now focusing on criminal justice reform. The state of Iowa has set aside about $1 million for local governments to cover expenses related to the COVID-19 pandemic. $60 million would go to eligible cities, $40 million to counties. The money would go toward helping pay for PPE, sanitizing products, testing supplies and ventilators, and even payroll for public health and safety personnel, emergency staffing and overtime medical transportation. The city manager of Sioux City, Bob Padmore, says based on projections, Sioux City would be eligible to receive $1.9 million to cover COVID-19 expenses. And the Food Bank of Siouxland and Tyson plan to distribute more free meat to people in need. Last week, more than 40,000 pounds of protein was quickly handed out. Another truckload of meat will be available tomorrow at the YMCA in South Sioux City starting at noon until supplies run out. It's the third distribution to offset a bigger need due to the pandemic. For Siouxland Public Media News, I'm Sheila Brummer.